It's the Finsiders with your host, Jesse Agler.
Welcome back to the show. Former Dolphins Keith Sims and Antoine Russell are here. Now we're joined live in studio by Dolphins safety Rashad Jones, fresh off the practice field. You guys are in pads today.
Oh, yeah.
You got the Wednesday schedule. You got tomorrow off. It's a little bit different, the whole Tuesday, Thursday, you know, off day kind of situation. But I imagine Wednesday, you get off the practice field after a tough practice in pads. And probably not the worst thing in the world to know you got tomorrow off.
Oh, yeah, not at all, man. It's all to help help our body towards the end of the week, you know, get a little rest and come in on Sunday, you know, fresh and ready to go.
And that's the whole point. You want to be fresh and ready to go on Sunday. And so far, so good, 2-0. Congrats on the start. And now this week, the Atlanta Falcons come in and you're an Atlanta guy. Is this a big week for friends and family? We getting a lot of phone calls this week?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I think I got to get like 30 tickets, man. It's going to be a huge one.
Well, when you think about Rashad, you got Atlanta coming in, Matt Ryan, but that receiving core. When you look at Roddy White, Julio Jones, or Tony Gonzalez, which piece worries you the most to have to cover?
All those guys, man. It's a good, a great group of guys, and they have a great leader in Matt Ryan, you know, getting the ball to those guys. And I think he does a great job of distributing the ball throughout, you know, all three of those guys. You know, Tony Gonzalez is a Hall of Famer. Julio Jones is playing like no other right now. You know, he's playing some great ball. And, you know, Roddy White, a great crafty receiver who knows how to run routes, knows how to get open. So it's going to be a tough challenge for us as a secondary and for us as a defense.
Rashad, with Steven Jackson going down, my guess is that they're going to put a little bit more emphasis on the pass and maybe try to run the ball by committee. How does our D-line help you guys in the pass? If they're going to line up and they're going to throw it 40, 45 times a game, how is that D-line going to help you guys be successful?
Oh, we have a great front seven. You know, those guys and Cam Wake, led by Cam Wake, you know, Randy Starks and Paul Solia, Jerry Oldra, all those guys does a great job, you know, rushing the passer. So, you know, like you say, those guys help us tremendously. You know, the more pressure they put on the quarterback, the faster that they can get the ball out of his hands. And I think that less we have to cover. So that's a great job for us. You know, I mean, they help us out a lot.
Dolphin safety Rashad Jones is here. In 2010, your rookie year, you only started a couple games, but you played a lot. You were here. You experienced it. That's the last time the Dolphins were 2-0 to start a season. So you think back to your rookie year. Obviously, finished 7-9 that season. 2-0 here in 2013. What's the message from the coaches? What's the approach from the players to make sure you take advantage of the hot start?
Just being consistent. We know we got the ball rolling in the right direction. I think we have a long way to go. But right now, it's just being consistent. Just continue to do what we're doing and just continue to play our football, you know, fundamentally sound and just give ourselves a chance to win ball game.
What's gone well for you and for this defense in the first 2 weeks?
We're playing physical and fast. You know, we got some veteran guys and some fast guys at the linebacker position, the back end and up front. You know, we're just playing physical and we're playing fast.
You know, Rashad, when you look at it, the Dolphins rewarded you with that contract extension this year. You're definitely the leader of that secondary. Tell me what kind of player you want to be. How are you going to fulfill the obligation of the money that they gave you?
For me, as a player in the back end, like I say, it's about being consistent. You know, last year I went out and I demonstrated that I was one of the elite safeties in this game, that I can play at a high level, you know, and I just want to continue to do what I'm doing, be vocal and lead by an example, you know, go out, make plays when the plays are presented and just continue to keep these guys up.
Rashad, you're still demonstrating that you're one of the elite safeties in the game, and I think you guys are doing that through great physical play. How are you guys getting those additional turnovers? I mean, I love to watch the game when I see turnover after turnover, whether it be a defensive lineman, whether it be a corner or a safety. Everybody's involved in that. Are you guys working on that? How are these turnovers coming up? Because last year we didn't see this.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. We're working on it each and every day out there on the practice field. You know, Coach Cole, he kind of tell us, you know, punch at the ball, you know, pick up loose balls, go up and make plays on the ball. And we know Coach Fieldman tell us each and every day, you know, the percentage of winning and losing in this league is almost predicated on, you know, the turnover ratio. So going up and making those plays, causing fumbles, getting interceptions, it give ourselves a chance to win ball games. So that's what we want to continue to do.
Rashad, along with being an elite safety and probably the leader of the secondary, it goes with communication. You know, Dolphin fans know back from many years ago when the secondary wasn't able to communicate effectively and get up a lot of big plays. You've had pieces going in and out with Demetri Patterson being hurt, Nolan Carroll stepping up. How have you guys solidified that communication so you haven't had any major gaffes in the secondary?
That's the good thing about being in the NFL, being in this league. You know, when one guy goes down, the next guy should be ready to step up and fill that void. And I think we've been doing a tremendous job. Like you say, when Demetri went down, Nolan stepped up, and a lot of guys just been filling voids, you know, for different guys to go down. You know, Paul went down, Randy and Jerry Oldrick ready. You know, that's the part, that's the beauty about this league, the NFL.
Safety Rashad Jones is with us in studio. Got some fan questions coming in for you. Pennsylvania Dolphin wants to know, and he refers to you as Mr. Jones, by the way. He's very respectful. Mr. Jones, what is more satisfying to you, an interception or putting the smack down on a running back? What do you like more?
You know, in this league now, they're calling flags and getting fined. You're getting fined for putting smack down on guys. So I think going up and making those big-time plays, intercepting the ball.
AZ Dolphin wants to know what the biggest challenge for you is when it comes to work ethic and being confident every week. What's the big challenge for you there? Or is there one, I guess, might be the better question. You got pretty good confidence right now coming off the huge year last year, coming off the contract, obviously. I imagine confidence isn't one of the issues, maybe.
Oh, no, not at all. You know,
every time you cash that paycheck, you're confident.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
And you've proven it on the field. It's not just about money.
That's twice, though, you talked about that man money.
I'm not jealous.
Let his money be.
I am happy for
him. Let his money be.
And you know what? He's earned every penny of it.
You're absolutely right.
Sorry.
You have to. No, that's fine. Aqua Viator wants to know what your goals are as far as still trying to improve and still trying to get better. What are you looking to do better now?
Be consistent. You know, just like I said, I got the ball rolling in the right direction. I just want to be consistent. Just top off what I done last year and just continue to keep it going.
All right. There you go. You got another one? You look like you got another one.
I got one more. I mean, with all these fines, and we talked about laying down the smackdown on guys, how have you had to adjust your game not to get the fines and still make the great tackles and still, you know, be a physical player? How has, you know, all of the defensive players have to adjust their game?
I think you don't really have to adjust your game. You still can play fast and physical. You just got to know where the striking zone is right now. Mm-hmm. At this point, I guess, you know, just don't target, you know, the head. You know, you just got to just know in the back of your mind, you know, it can hurt your team, you know, getting those big time personal fouls and different things like that. So just basically knowing where the striking zone is and knowing where you should hit a player.
There you go. Good stuff. Rashad Jones, Dolphins 2-0 so far to start this 2013 season. Hope to see it continue against your hometown team, the Atlanta Falcons, on Sunday. Have a good game. Good luck with all the ticket requests and everything like that.
30.
And that's a lot, man. And hope you can pull home the victory in front of all the family and friends.
Most definitely. Thanks.
Appreciate it, Rashad. Thanks so much.